It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Plouda. I'm getting closer. Closer to the 2014 gubernatorial race, Governor Rick Snyder's re-election bid.
Which isn't quite official yet, unless, of course, you count a campaign committee, ads, and political consultants hired and working. 'Cause we know what's
going on. And it is good to be a Republican governor these days.
The presidential race is in the rearview mirror, the economy is ticking up slowly, and people are looking at Washington and seeing nothing but gridlock and dysfunction.
So governors in state capitals facing re-election have something to work with.
But Democrats still see opportunity for putting a Democratic governor into office in Michigan.
And eight other states that President Obama carried in 2008 and 2012.
And according to the news site Politico, the Democratic Governors Association has secured a commitment from Obama to fundraise, campaign, and provide material support to help pick up those states.
Mark Schauer, the former legislator and congressman, is still on track to be the Democrats' nominee here in Michigan. He's off to Washington Monday to meet with the Democratic Governors Association as part of its Blue State project.
And, you know, Rick Snyder, like John Kasich down in Ohio, Scott Walker over in Wisconsin, benefited from the anti-Obama backlash in 2010.
And certainly plenty of polling suggests the president faces a new wave of declining popularity. But there are things that really only a president can do to benefit candidates. That includes firing up the Democratic base and fundraising. A president, even one whose popularity is below 50%, can still fundraise like no one else.
And Michigan holds a unique place in the Obama canon.
Indeed, because of the auto bailout, or rescue, if you prefer. The White House considers it one of the key successes of the Obama administration. And by the way, look for Democrats to try to hang Mitt Romney's position on the auto industry rescue on Rick Snyder.
Even though it wasn't the same position.
No, Romney opposed it. Rick Snyder, well, kind of squishy, but basically for it.
In fact, Snyder, like other Republican governors, has a mixed history with this president. John Kasich embraced the Medicaid expansion in Ohio, and everyone remembers how New Jersey Governor Chris Christie literally embraced the president after Hurricane Sandy.
Now, we have not seen Rick Snyder hug President Obama, but we have seen them play an awful lot of footsie.
On public transportation, the Medicaid expansion, the new bridge between Detroit and Canada. We saw Rick Snyder and the president, or at least the Obama administration, playing nice.
Very nice. And during the presidential campaign, Rick Snyder would not criticize the president, even though he did endorse Romney. Obama bashing was left to the presidential candidate himself.
Now, just this morning, we have new national unemployment numbers that show hiring is up.
Even the recent upticks in Michigan's unemployment rate haven't been because of a fall off in hiring, but because more people have found some reason to believe they can land a job and have started looking.
Now, Democrats will say that's because Michigan is tracking the national recovery. That's occurring on President Obama's watch. Republicans will say Michigan's running ahead of the national trend, and that's because of the governor and the legislature's GOP majority.
That is always a tricky messaging dance, hanging the bad stuff on the other team while claiming all the good stuff for yours.
And there are still 333 days between now and the November 2014 election. Certainly a lot can happen.
Certainly. And there's still things Rick Snyder would like from the Obama administration. There's some more action needed for that Detroit bridge, maybe even some federal assistance for the city. He's got to run for re-election as a Republican on a Republican ticket that will do all it can to take advantage of a lame duck Democratic president's troubles and still play very nice with that very same president, even if and when that president comes to Michigan to fundraise for Mark Schauer. Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool. Loving both of you is breaking all the rules.
Rick Plouda is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. It's breaking all